We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever been to a party? Do you recall having a good time? Do you recall everyone being sober? Do you recall some being intoxicated by the consumption of alcohol, marijuana, pills, or some other substance? You may be saying, I can't answer those questions. I'm a Christian. Others may be saying, I can't even entertain those questions because that would not be godly. Still others may be saying, how dare him ask me something like that? Who does he think he is? I asked you these questions because in order to clearly understand today's moment of encouragement, you need a point of reference. I do believe if you really be honest with yourself, you've either indulged, seen, been a party to, or knew of others who at some point were intoxicated, therefore not sober. On the other hand, if you're offended by the question, you may be intoxicated with being so spiritual that it's difficult to be any earthly good. We have to be able to relate to the realities of life's experience so we can apply spiritual truths. God wants you and I to be sober-minded and not intoxicated by any substance, any doctrine, thought processes, activity, or job that would take our focus off of the mission of being an effective witness and consciously aware of the roaring lion that walks to and fro in the earth. In 1 Peter chapter 5, it is written, likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due season, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. In order to be perfect, established, strengthened, and settled, you'll have to start with being sober-minded. A person who is intoxicated with drink, the things of the world, work, selfishness, concupiscence, money, or any other thing that hinders him from being vigilant will be devoured by the roaring lion. The roaring lion prowls each day, all day and night, seeking the prey that is not sober-minded. He never takes a day off. In the very moment you do, he will pounce, attack, rob, kill, and try to destroy you. Be encouraged, be sober-minded, be vigilant, and resist him. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.